In the legislature, red light cameras blur traditional partisan and geographic lines. But for Melissa Wandel, they're intensely personal. In October 2003, she was driving with her husband Mark when a car ran a red light near State Road 70 and Terra Boulevard in Manatee County. Mark was killed. Melissa was 9 months pregnant. Wandel calmly reminded the committee they were about to undo a decade's worth of her hard work.
We have completely forgotten the reason why this bill was enacted in the first place. Mark Wandel. The red light safety cameras have a name. It's the Mark Wandel Traffic Safety Act. And somebody had to die in order to implement this safety act.
Wandel said she wasn't asking for sympathy, just their vote.
I could not prevent my husband from dying that night. We were 9 months pregnant with our daughter. She was born 2 weeks later and she will never know her father. It is my job to advocate for safer laws.
But in the end, the committee voted 15-12 to repeal the 2010 law. Wandel has several forces working against her. Republican Frank Artiles of Miami, the bill's sponsor, is framing the argument in economic terms.
Red light cameras are a backdoor tax. 416 cities, 67 counties. The purpose of this bill is to repeal the 2010 bill that allows cities and counties to basically tax their constituency and say it's about safety, when in reality the DHS-MV report says it's not about safety, it's about money.
Red light cameras are expensive. For the drivers who get a $158 ticket and the communities that install them, vendors charge nearly $5,000 per month for each red light camera, and many of them lose money. And critics argue red light cameras aren't working. According to a study released last year, there were 3,453 crashes at red light camera intersections before they were installed, and 3,959 after. Here's Paul Henry, a former police officer and activist for the conservative Liberty First Network.
I've worked these crashes. I've worked over 1,000 crashes here in Florida. I know what causes a red light violation crash. Two things, distraction and impairment. There's not a camera on this planet that's going to stop either one of those.
But Wandel and others argue red light cameras change driving behavior and save lives. The Florida police chiefs support red light cameras, and so does the Florida League of Cities. FLC lobbyist Casey Cook says the crash statistics are misleading.
Vehicle miles traveled are up 5% statewide from 2011 to 2014. That's important because what you should remember is that more drivers on the road equals more crashes.
Democrat Janet Cruz of Tampa said she pored over the studies, pro and con, and couldn't make up her mind. Then she considered her own track record. But Democrats on the committee didn't vote in lockstep. Daryl Roussan noted that Mayor Rick Kreisman unplugged St. Petersburg's 22 red light cameras after they stopped making money. And after that, the silence was deafening, Roussan said.
There's yet been any outcry from the citizens to put them back in. So I'm voting up on this bill today until someone shows me that there is further outcry from the residents and the citizens I represent.
The bill goes next to the House floor. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.